Well, Paul Belcher, who put the polish on, loves the beach. She was a very impressive first up winner in Hobart last week. What can we expect on Sunday night?
I think we can only expect more improvement. She's very above herself from last Monday night. She's still improving. Every time we take her on the track, on the training track, she's improving, and I think we'll see something special again on Sunday night.
What did Natalie Emery say when she, you know, after she finished driving the mare first up?
Natalie just didn't know, like queried her fitness, like where she was at before we went out. And I just said, you know, she's back to where she was when she won the Bandbox last season. When Natalie came back, she was quite surprised. She didn't pull the plugs, and I think she might have just dashed the reins up, you know, with probably 50 to go just to stop her from going to sleep. And Natalie's quite surprised, you know, because she said, like, when you pull the plugs, you know, like, she just explodes. So, you know, like, we probably, you know, she probably could have ran a, you know, another second off that quick last half that she ran last Sunday night.
You had high expectations last season for Loves the Beach. You said that when you really expected her to come back a really good mare as a four-year-old. It looks like that could be realised.
I think it could be. When we brought her back in this time, she's been looked after, and that's the thing I think you got to do with fillies and mares, and she's been well looked after. You know, she had a good 2 months off after we raced her in the Bandbox, and then you know, she's had 13 weeks to get ready for a first up run with a couple of trials, and she's going really good, and she's really above herself at the moment.
Paul, will you take her to the mares feature races during the carnival at Devonport, Launceston, then the George Johnson?
Certainly will do.
So that's the plan. She'll run on Sunday night. She'll have another run before she goes to the carnival feature races.
Yeah, we'll race her this Sunday, tonight, and then we'll race her again the Monday night after, which is the 30th. Then we'll take her to Devonport on the 13th, and we'll probably miss Launceston because three hard runs in sort of 3 weeks might knock it out of her a little bit. So you know, she'll just have that week off, and she'll race in the George Johnson. That's if, you know, she handles them good mares at Devonport. You know, if she's not up with them, you know, we're not going to put her in the George Johnson. But you know, I think she is. I think she's a real good little mare.
All right, mate. Well, all the best with Loves the Beach on Sunday night at Hobart, and let's hope she does stand up and measure up to the better mares that will contest those feature races. And who knows, she could be your first George Johnson winner.
We hope so. Fingers crossed.